This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's get ourselves our bearings. First of all, the call-in line is 215-867-8255. 867-8255. Area code 215. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, yellow vesters will appear again. You can bank on it. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on in that category. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, A21R.com is the shortcut for you to take to Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, listen to the podcast. Podcasts are becoming extremely popular. I know people are podding in. And we really do appreciate your listenership and your support of all of our sponsors, especially MyPillow. Code word is agenda. Order MyPillow. You got all kinds of options when you want to order with MyPillow. It's not just a good pillow. It's also bedding and everything else that goes along with it. So MyPillow agenda is the code word, 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. Anyway, we have just... But there is so much news out there and developing stories. It's absolutely amazing what is going on. The president is doing a fantastic job. A lot of people upset in one direction or another, which is what is new. I think in about the next 30 minutes or so, less than 30 minutes, we'll probably get the Rasmussen daily tracking report about his statistics, about whether or not he's people like him or not. You know, one of those kind of statistics. We could probably go back and check and see what happened on Friday. But the last time we checked, which was last, I think, Wednesday of last week, he was at 52%, up from 43% just less than 10 days earlier. So that is a spectacular jump in his popularity I think the State of the Union and everything else that was going on and how he came out so strongly. And, of course, now we have this whole ditty that's going on about the border and signing the executive order. As you know, we were live here on Agenda 21 Radio last Friday with all the drama from the signing of the emergency declaration. He signed the bill, and then he signed the emergency declaration. A lot of people are really, 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 really upset with him signing the bill. We understand that. I think that this is the effects, the ill effects of that bill, and there are many ill effects in that bill, can be mitigated with a skillful and adept statesmanship by the president. Use of executive orders and things like that will absolutely mitigate much of that. In fact, there's so many different programs out there that the president probably should destroy immediately, such as the New Americans Program, Welcoming Communities Program, and the programs that were all penned under executive orders by President Barack Obama, which is exploiting children like you can't believe. It was clearly... these three programs were clearly programs that were designed to destroy the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals and bringing them across the border and providing a basis, if you will, for an industry now, a multi-billion dollar industry of trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You got to call it up like it is. You know, this whole thing that's coming across the border, what this is modern day slavery, period. It is modern-day slavery, what we're seeing here. And this is stuff that is it's been going on for thousands of years. It's just manifested now in modern time. You've got the internet. You've got modern-day trafficking. I mean, traffic, you know, ability to traffic, such as aircraft and train and buses and boats. And, you know, there's a lot of trafficking, especially the sex traffickers like to employ boats, large boats in large ports and so on, to traffic children in particular. This is all well known. You know, and I know some of this thing, God, it's too kind of early in the morning. I haven't coffee yet. You see, I had to do the operative word. Black, strong, man, we call it man-style. Man-style coffee, Agenda 21 Radio Brew. And I like it. Anyway, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. I know, change subjects. But, you know, this is what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. We have to bring this stuff to you. I know it's a little early, and the coffee's got to be strong to be, you know, you got to belt down the coffee here sometimes in some of the topics that we talk about. But, you know, right now there are millions of people being displaced around the world, millions actually on their way to the United States because of our open door policies that we have here, and we've seen demonstrated now, and again, I think this is a learning point for the president. He has seen demonstrated the actions of the deep state and the people even immediately around him that are pandering to the Washington elites and pandering to those people that would ultimately do him harm. That really, you know, the funny thing about this situation in Washington is you've had a rise up, even from the Republican side now. You have a rise up of Republicans that are pushing back. Now, all of a sudden, it's just, why are they pushing back? Well, that's because the deep state money, the cartels and so on, the corruption that corrupts these people has spoken. And they're calling in their cheats, if you know what I mean. They're saying, look, we can't support this bill. We can't support this emergency stuff. You got to put a stop to this president. Because, you know, he's stepping on our buzz, our socialist buzz, because it's all about that. It's all about creating socialism in the Western Hemisphere, and certainly in the United States. And the classic example is California. This is a socialist state. Clearly, it's a socialist state. And with this whole overtaking of the insurance industries, did you know that the state of California is going to take over and quote nationalize? You know, they'll statize these insurance industries. Power will be next. They'll nationalize power in the state of California. That's what they're working for. So you can see what they're doing, and I want you to understand this. Right now, these are industries that are regulated. You have insurance commissions and so on. You have the Public Utilities Commission out here in California. It's supposed to regulate these private companies. Now, I'm not running to the defense of Pacific Gas and Electric. Don't hear, you know, I'm not doing that. I am running to their defense of a free market, even though it's regulated. I get that. But go beyond the regulation. Go beyond the fact that the state starts to run it, period, end of subject, and they kick out the capitalistic part of it. In other words, it's no longer a company unto itself. It's a state company. So if California can screw up so many things like education here in California, what could possibly go wrong about screwing up energy? Well, you know, what could possibly go wrong there is what's happening in South Africa with energy. In Venezuela, where all these dictators are like to set up, and where it's all racial animus and everything else, and where the free markets are destroyed, and they have control over power and water. Look what's happening in the water system in California. And who's at the base of all this? Nancy Pelosi and her minions that scurry around Northern California right now, actually, but also have links to Southern California. What could possibly go wrong with Nancy Pelosi in charge of water? Well, what you could have an Oroville Dam. And by the way, we are on Oroville Dam watch, by the way. Water level is rising big time. Yeah, it's and by the way, there is no drought in California. If somebody says there's a drought in California, tell them to buzz off. Absolutely no drought. No drought. The whole state is afloat in water now. Well, but sinking and social. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Patrick Wood's going to be joining us at the top of the next hour. In his new book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. He's famous for a number of different books, but Trilaterals Over Washington, which he co-authored back in the 1970s and 80s, and a reprint on that. And also Technocracy Rising. And now he's got this new book out, Technocracy, the Hard Road to World Order. This is basically, if you want to know the blueprint, the operational blueprint of Agenda 21, and of course it's the namesake of this show, then pick up those books. It's incredible reading. He's an excellent writer, but it's incredible reading if just to understand how the totalitarians work. And what is the mechanism behind the scientific government that we're forming? And it's really a scientific government that we're forming right now. So I recommend that you pick up that book. You can Kindle it. I believe it's on Amazon right now. So you can get the information that's associated with Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. And we're experiencing that hard road right now. We're seeing it. They're trying everything they possibly can do because they know with a president like Donald Trump, in the sentiments, they've got to crush out these sentiments that are so ubiquitous in the nation because, we've been a constitution, driven by our constitution and our freedoms that we have for over 200 and some years, of course. We have been driven for so long, and it's in our nature to be free and to think free. Now they're trying to take away and strangle every one of our civil rights, actually every one of our God-given rights from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These are things that are inalienable to us. In other words, God-given to us. And they understand the God thing. Oh, yeah. These people understand the God thing. And I say the God thing. Yeah, they do. They absolutely tear it up. There's no question about it. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Like I said, we're on President Watch. Donald Trump watch right now. We think that Donald Trump is doing an excellent job as president. And in spite of some of the setbacks we have had, there are setbacks. This is, you know, a lot of people are upset, and I just want to kind of bring this out. A lot of people are upset about the president's being, signing this bill. And I want people to think a little bit more in broader aspects of this. And get control. Some people are very, very angry that he signed this bill and then signed, of course, the emergency declaration. The president has to have the ability to sign an emergency declaration. And without that ability to sign it, then he's at the hands, basically, the mercy of the other two branches of government. And right now, this is a clear demonstration. And the bureaucrats now actually have a fourth branch, if you will, the bureaucratic branch. This is a branch that, in its simplest form, is known as Soviet-style governance. And we see it here in California. You see it all around the nation in these various regional organizations. It's called regionalism, and the term translated into Russian is the Russian's term is Soviet. So Soviet-style governance is what we're talking about. That this is something that's ubiquitous. It's the rise of the bureaucratic state, which is what he'll talk about here in his book, Technocracy Rising, the first book he wrote, which is Technocracy Rising, which lays down the premise, of course, for the hard road to one world order, which is what we're seeing right now. But this is a bureaucratic state now where you have the bureaucracies that are large and in charge. And we see this with, like I said, these regional organizations out here in California in particular, where they take away the rights of the citizens. And that's exactly what they try and do. You know, here in California, we American citizens have no rights as far as the government of California is concerned. That's why I say it's a dictatorship out here. It's a socialist slash communist state. When especially you start to see the communism come along, when they start to, quote, nationalize. I'm using the term from a government standpoint now, not the federal government. My terminology here, I'm using it as nationalization, because the government is taking over large industries. And that's the first sign of communism, when the government starts to take over, you know, the free market, in other words, and all these private sector things go away, such as what I was talking about, it'll like PG&E, Pacific Gas, like they're going to be taking over Southern California Edison, and then so the whole power grid will be taken up, San Diego Gas and Electric, and they're doing it by, of course, burning them out. All these fires have been by design. We've said this all along. All these fires that we've been experiencing, of course, up here in just a few miles from me, out here in Butte County, with the burning of the campfire, this town of Paradise, which got a lot of snow out. So this is part of the gig, is that they will take over the power systems, and they're using the fires as an example, because they're, and then the insurance industry is being blown out, because obviously there's billions of dollars that insurance companies need to come up with, and they cannot do it. So it's by default going to the state. That's the way it works here in California. They're just going to take them over. So this is part of the problem. Now, there's a grand scheme, as there is with all these things. When you start seeing this burning by design, this disaster capitalism, as we've called it here, when you start to see this, the what has gone on, what has not gone on, it's very, very clear that there is a grand design. There's people at the top, in other words, there's a command system in place, and that's clearly what we have here. There's people above our president. There's people above our governments that have a larger view of things. From the, you know, they say government officials have a 35,000-foot view of the ground beneath them, right? They can see all the details within their purview from 35,000 feet. When you get to the federal level, it's 50,000 feet. And when you get to the globalist, oh, it's 100,000 feet from the ground. That's how they view it. So there's tiering, if you will, of the view of what is actually happening on the ground, and they legislate accordingly. You know, they dictate accordingly. And so what we have are these 100,000 foot people up there telling us, the Rothschilds and so on, telling us how to behave and what to do, and then bringing out plans such as Agenda 21, which of course is completely nothing more than a communist, you know, Nazi socialist type of takeover of our country. So these folks have this plan, they're executing the plan, and when they execute the plan, they have to have the tools of the trade to make it happen at the local level. And that's where technocracy, and we'll have this discussion with Patrick Wood in the next hour, comes into play. So you don't want to miss that. Okay, so we've got, gosh, it is just amazing what we have going on, though, in the world today. And I'm going to go over here to see if they've got the latest update. We're trying to figure out, just a few minutes away from the presidential numbers that will be coming in, and we'll see if they put something up here. Okay, so this hysteria about the president is starting to play out. And I'm telling you, these people are going to stop at nothing to bring down the president. Now, one of the methods that we've seen going on, and we've talked about this before, the so-called crisis actor. Actors who are trained to do crisis drills. Excuse me. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee, fresh brew, handed to me. I will behave better. So the notion of crisis acting, and it's real. Back when I was doing, earthquake drills and fire drills and active shooter drills and so on, I'd get all these things because there's federal grants for safety. these safety drills get paid for by these federal grants. And as a result, there's like a big cottage industry that grows up around these safety drills. Got to keep people safe, so you got to have drills, right? Well, there's this notion of the actors, the players in the drill, so that you get a better feel for what it might feel like in a real scenario. Now we have an actor who's really doing the drill right out in front of us, and he got caught. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yep. Got all kinds of deep state operators out there. And this whole notion of crisis acting is something that a lot of people don't understand and why they wouldn't. But I'm just trying to give you an explanation for it. The government, the federal government, starting in the late 80s, actually, and I can remember this distinctly because I was put in charge of the school safety programs in a school district back in the late 80s because we had a series of earthquakes in Southern California, one of them being the Whittier earthquake and then the Loma Prieta earthquake in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, everybody sprang into safety mode that we have to protect ourselves from earthquakes. Now, we had earthquake drills going on in Southern California. I mean, you know, just sort of like duck and cover and get out, you know, type stuff. And very seldom did, well, we'd have earthquakes during school time, but a lot of the buildings back actually in Southern California in particular, and well, even all throughout California, the building codes have been raised to such high degrees to be earthquake resistant up to certain levels. And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. In fact, there's a lot of those plans were done at the highlight of the high point, basically, of California, the zenith, if you will, of California's development as a state, in which there were a lot of people rushing in, and population was growing wildly. New developments, new housing, the rush was on. And, of course, now it's a different kind of rush. It's a rush with illegal foreign nationals coming in to displace the Americans, U.S. citizens, which is what's happening. That's just the way it works. So we started developing safety programs, and it became sort of the rage. And so by the early 90s, we had really a lot of things going on. We were actually doing drills with actors. And as an example, we would use the students. We would use the students, the drama teams, the drama clubs and so on, and the drama classes. We'd ask them to be victims if we needed victims, you know, we needed people in an earthquake to be crushed and bodies out, you know, in the hallway, block in the hallway. That's where they, and we would run drills with the schools, you know, fire drills or earthquake drills, whatever. And if we needed people to, you know, basically play the role of being hurt, injured, and so on, then in fact, what we would do is we would use these kids. So, but from that, of course, federal government started to kick in the 90s. Isn't it interesting, the 90s? And started to kick in with the 90s, and then all of a sudden these programs sort of became federalized. If you want some grant money for your school district, apply for a federal grant. Get it? No longer. It was being supplanted, if you will, supplemented by federal dollars to create these safety programs. So everybody bid on that. And so safety programs became very, very sophisticated. And ultimately, they started to employ actors. The acting business started. Our people can be actors. Why do we need students to play the actors? Students don't need to play. There's liability. We'll actually have teams of people come in. We'll rent them out. They can sign contracts, non-disclosure agreements, and so on. But they can be the people, and we can pay for that money or pay for those people with the grant money. Get it? So you started getting the real drills, if you will, using these crisis actors. And, of course, you would also use them as an example. If you had a fire department wanted to do some training, well, you'd use the crisis actors and hire them for a day of work or whatever. And, you know, in Southern California, it was very easy because we had Hollywood. And, it's very easy to pick up some of these crisis actors to do these things. I never used them. I thought it was kind of stupid. I'd rather have the kids themselves. You know, we got signing agreements with, if we use the kids, signing agreements with parents because, you know, you don't want liability. But, you know, the whole thing of stopping the school day to rehearse and you know, a potential disaster was something that was in the best interest, we thought, of the kids and everybody. I can tell you, I was in the classroom with 30 kids when the Whittier earthquake hit, and it could have been an absolute disaster with those kids in that room. The kids were they knew what to do, and everybody jumped under their tables because we didn't know what we were going to have happening. It was really terrifying. And I can tell you, if you have 3,000 students and they go through that, you have pandemonium. So you better be prepared for what to do, and the kids better know what to do. It's kind of like if you're on a ship, when you go out on a cruise, they train you against fire. Fire is the worst thing you can have on a ship. It is. But they also train you how to escape. That's why they have you put your vest on and so on. You go through a safety drill. And that's what happens in schools. Schools should be no different than a ship from a safety standpoint. So anyway, these crisis actors popped up. And they became employed and used in a lot of different things. And, of course, those of us with tinfoil hats have said, oh, well, these crisis actors are being utilized in various other things, too, like active shooter drills. Mm-hmm. And certain drills were set up at schools for shooting incidences. And they became of national import. And you start tracking these things. I see it was easy for us to track down if you had a school shooting incident being proclaimed. It was easy for us to track down what the drill was, and then also to track down, you know, what potential crisis acting company was providing the actors. Because they advertise. Duh. They advertise for their clients who are crisis actors to work. So this is something that is out there. It's kind of like some people think it's a big secret. But anyway, we've got a different variety of crisis actor here. And if you've been following this report, the title of this in Drudge is The Wolf Who Cried MAGA. MAGA. And we're taking crisis acting to a different level. Jesse Smollett. Jeffrey, you probably heard about this. He's the actor who paid two Nigerian brothers to assault Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Oh. Oh. They did? Well, this is what the allegation is. So Jesse Smollett, if you didn't know what the story was or what was going on with the story, he was attacked. Now, this is the story as we're seeing it right now that came out yesterday about the attackers, who were brothers from Nigeria who really are backing away from his story, that he actually was attacked and a noose put around his neck during the attack. It's all happened in Chicago. So the two Nigerian brothers, this is an article, where is this from? CBSN. It says two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with the assault on Empire actor Jesse Smollett are no longer suspects in the attack. They are now cooperating with police. Shocking! Shocking! A source close to the investigation confirms to CBS News the brothers told detectives Smollett paid them to participate in the alleged attack on January 29th and that they purchased the rope. Crisis acting! Which was found around Smollett's neck. Crisis acting at a nearby hardware store, and the sources said detectives have evidence to corroborate the tale. Something the men's attorney alluded to Friday night. New evidence has been brought to their attention. Obviously, I had it. My clients had it, said Gloria Schmidt, the brother's attorney. The Chicago Police Department released a statement Saturday saying information from the brothers had shifted the trajectory of the investigation. It says, we can confirm that the information received from the individuals questioned by the police earlier in the Empire case has in fact shifted the trajectory of the investigation. We've reached out to the Empire cast attorney to request a follow-up interview. Crisis acting, anyone?
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
D. Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Jossie Smollett. What else are they going to think of, right? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Oh, I know. We can talk about Andy McCabe. Andy McCabe. I'm on the CBS Evening News. And what I find amazing, and the reason why I'm stuck on CBS, they're reporting this story. They're reporting the story. Did I say that? Let me say that again. They are reporting this story about this so-called, he's a crisis actor. He created the crisis. And he's in Chicago. Is there any, I mean, come on. The home of who? The world's greatest crisis actor, Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Nothing like a dictatorship, is there? Nothing. I'm serious. There's nothing like a dictatorship that we can experience here. So now we have somebody who's created a crisis. Oops, and CBS is blowing it out. See, I think CBS wants to get on the good side of the Trump administration. That's what I think. Because there's so much about Benghazi, and the Rhodes brothers. Ben Rhodes, David Rhodes. Remember, Ben Rhodes used to be, I think he was a chief advisor for national security. A guy who's a poet. And he's not even a good poet. Or something stupid like that, becomes a national security advisor for the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. And he's the guy advising during when? Benghazi, who makes up the story about the video. That was the Rhodes brother. Well, I'm sorry, the other half of that is David Rhodes, who was president of CBS at the time. Shocking. CBS, you know, the mothership for 60 Minutes. Oh, and why is that important? Because it was Obama who was interviewed by Stephen Croft of 60 Minutes, right? It was September 12th, 2012. And it was interesting because Obama admitted it wasn't about a video, it was an attack. But they never brought that story out because the following Sunday they would have played that story. But what happened was, Susan Rice, that's right. Susan Rice went on 5 different Sunday shows to tell them it's all about a video, a hateful, mean video produced here in the United States, and that's what caused the riots, and that's what caused the death of Christopher Stevens and 3 others, right? Which is a complete lie. Well, of course, everybody outed Ben and David Rhodes. And now there's more information coming forward about all that stuff. So is CBS trying to get in the good graces of the President of the United States because of implications? And there's all kinds of stuff about this business with the Rhodes and the collusion of CBS in 60 Minutes with the Obama administration. So that Obama, so you got to remember, it was an election year, and Obama had to win the election. He could have none of this stuff coming out about Benghazi, and how he murdered four Americans. Well, with Hillary's help, right? The two people who created ISIS, because you couldn't have that ISIS thing blown. Oh, no, we had to displace people in Africa all and create that Arab Spring and have that create all these refugees who would flood into Europe, 15 million, by the way, and counting. And now look at the turmoil in Europe, right? And, oh, I'm sorry. They were illegal foreign nationals invading Europe from the Middle East, South Africa, Africa. This is... It sounds, I'm sorry, am I making some sort of sense that, wow, Paul, that's happening right now on our southern border. There seems to be all these influx of caravans and tens of thousands of people. There's no crisis. There is no crisis. Nancy Pelosi says there's no crisis, so therefore it is. There's no crisis there. There's no crisis there. There is no, that was the big, all weekend long, there's no crisis. There's no crisis. There's no reason why the President of the United States could ever hope to. He's being responsible to declare an emergency declaration. Really? Really? So, but then we have the McCabe situation going on. Andy McCabe, last night, 60 Minutes. He's out there, you know, tooting his horn. This guy, I'm telling you, this is what we were saying on the other day. This is a modern-day coup d'etat. Plain and simple. Even Alan Dershowitz supports the idea. Well, listen, most people who understand what's happened here, when you have the higher echelon of government, unelected officials, sounds familiar, like regionalism, huh? When this is that bureaucratic arm I was talking about. You know, there's a fourth level of government now. It's forget the media. No. There's actually five now. We used to have three, just the executive and legislative. Now we've got media and we've got the bureaucracy. And media and bureaucracy are large and in charge right now, right? So Andy McCabe gets out on 60 Minutes and blows the whole cover. You know, he's really kind of blowing it for everybody else. It's an admission that there was a coup d'etat in the United States. They plan to get rid of Donald Trump. And they even talked about using the exercise in the 25th Amendment, which, I mean, I am not a highly paid attorney working for the FBI. I'm not even an attorney, but I can figure out the 25th Amendment. Just a casual read of it doesn't tell you that they can do what they did because the president was not incapacitated. They're trying to make the case that he was crazy, so he was incapacitated. Come on. Ronald Reagan, they used it when Ronald Reagan was shot by Hinckley, and George Bush had to be the president for a while. But that's when they did it. When a president is incapacitated, what they do is they make sure that the vice president is there operating the country. In a day in which nuclear conflagration can happen, you know, that's a few toasties, right? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so all you crisis actors out there, or wannabe crisis actors, I guess is the key thing. If you want to be a crisis actor, call Rahm Emanuel. Call the governor of Chicago. Call the mayor. Or, I'm sorry. Call the mayor of Chicago. Did I say governor? I understand. I understand that there could be a governor of the great state of Chicago. Yeah, the great... They're running a... This is kind of interesting. It's a lot of fun. They are running legislation right now to determine whether or not to form the great state of Chicago. They want to be the 51st state. Not going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen. But, you know, that's what they're thinking. They're thinking that they're going to run the great state of... Well, the great state of Chicago, Chicago. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. So isn't that interesting? Chicago is the 51st state. Of course, there'd be Illinois. This is separation. Now, it's interesting. They had the Aurora shooting out there. Aurora again. You know, outside of Chicago. This is Chicago shooting, by the way. Several people killed. Five officers. What was it? Four people, five officers. Something like that. And the shooter, that's five. Sad, of course. Aurora, Illinois. Remember, there was another Aurora, Colorado shooting, remember? Now, indiscriminate killing, apparently it was an employee who was going to get fired. And, by the way, this is how it works in Chicago. He had a gun. The employee did. Yeah, he did. Interesting the way it works. He had a gun. And he was a felon. And he had the gun legally. And he was a felon. You know, yeah, I'm really suspicious when I find out these things because, you know, to get a gun, there's a background check. There's all kinds of things you have to go through. But not in Chicago. Oh, no, they just give the felons legal. They legalize it for felons to have guns. See, that'll be the next step, right? Legal felons. Haha, with guns. And in Chicago, they're doing it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.